a Kia SUV is capable of taking you far. But when you use it locally to help your community, you go even further. Whether that's carrying cargo, bringing your team with you,
ready,
or navigating new terrain, power up your capability with the right Kia SUV. Do more with the Kia Sportage, Kia Telluride, Kia Sorento, or Kia Seltos. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey there, I'm Mitchell Shiver, lead pastor at Legacy Church, and I want to thank you for tuning in today. No matter where you are, we want to help you connect to Christ, one another, and God's mission. This message is the sixth message from our series, Even If, where we are walking through the book of Habakkuk and learning how to have faith in a world that's falling apart. If you're in the Canton, Marietta, or surrounding areas close to one of our physical locations, I want to invite you to join us in person this Sunday. Most importantly, I want you to know that we're here for you. If there's anything we can do or you want to know how to take a next step in your faith journey, please let us know by going to lcga.info.
Give God honor, give God praise for His unfailing love, for His greatness, for His mercy, because God is good, He is alive, and He is here this morning. So can we try this again and give Him all the honor and all the praise that only He deserves? Amen. All right. Just making sure I'm in the right church, you know, because sometimes you go and it's like a funeral and I'm like, are we celebrating or are we mourning? Because my God is alive. Because my God conquered death, conquered evil. And His promises are true. And He's here in us, among us. And I want you this morning to be expectant, to be, what are you going to do today, God? Because it's not about the preacher. It's not about the suit. It's not about the white shoes. It's about what God wants to do. It's about what God shows up. I love when you see in the Bible when it says, and Jesus turned around and something happened. And Jesus showed up and something happened. And my prayer is for today for God to show up. That's my prayer. That's my desire for God to be here today. Because He is the only one that changes, that transforms, that impacts, that blesses. And that is the name that we worship. And we have more than 10,000 reasons to give Him all the honor and all the glory. Amen. Talking about that, who likes a little fame? You know, nowadays it almost seems like everybody likes fame, right? I mean, this Irish poet says, there's only one thing in the world worse than being talked about, and that is not being talked about. So many people want to be famous, right? We live in a world where everybody wants the comments, the hearts, the thumbs up. Right? We think, oh, Instagram, social media is forcing people to be famous. No, I think it's exposing what was always there. I mean, come on, let's be realistic. We all like the glamour and to go to the place and for them to know us. I mean, I know some of you guys feel good when you go to Starbucks. You're like, the same one as always, sir? Yes. Two splashes of milk whipped at 350 degrees with a vanilla and a caramel extract, please. 2 ounces each. And you feel like, yeah. They know me at this place. Or you come in a place and they're like, hey, Mr. Bob, same as always. Yeah. We all like that feeling. And fame can be a good thing and fame can be not so much a good thing. You see, with fame also comes with the responsibility of masses and being able to influence millions or thousands of people. But it can also be a thing where you see some of these people trying to do everything they can to get a like or to get comments. You know, some of them showing their hands, some of them showing their feet, and others showing others that they shouldn't be showing. Other, more than other things. And we live in this place, you know, where, oh my goodness, everybody just wants to have the millions of followers. But today I want to talk about a different type of fame. You see, in this story that we're talking about, Habakkuk, our summer series, of a prophet who has this dialogue with God. And it's not a normal prophet where we see him giving a word to God, but instead he's having and bringing complaints that we've learned in the past teachings, where he's complaining to God about the things that are going on around the world, around the nation, about the unholiness, about the chaos and the confusion. And we see Habakkuk complaining and complaining and asking for an answer. Because he knew that at the end of the day, God is good and God is always in control. And we see God responding in an unexpected way. And he tells him, yes, I am aware of what's going on and I will bring judgment. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to use the Babylonians. And he goes just, he doesn't understand. You see, to remind ourselves, Habakkuk, his name means embrace. So he doesn't understand how is he supposed to embrace the fact that God is going to judge his people with people who are more wicked than the people of Israel. But sometimes our thoughts are not his thoughts and our ways are not his ways. And that's why in the second response, you know, God reminds him that the righteous person will live by faith. Because Habakkuk goes into this journey of faith, right, where we all have gone through this part of unbelief, where I'm on fire and I'm down again, where I believe and I love God, and then I'm also, God, are you really here in this situation? And I think his faith is being tested. He has a crisis of unbelief. He can't reconcile the goodness of God with the circumstances, with what's going on around him. And I know we all have moments like that, where the enemy wants us to question the character of God. But that's where faith kicks in. And God reminds him, Habakkuk, faithfulness is trusting God. Trust me that I'll do what I say that I'll do. Trust me that I'm still sitting on the throne and that I'm still in control. Trust me that I will act. So we arrive at chapter 3. Which is God's second response to Habakkuk. And now we see a prayer. This is a prayer of Habakkuk, the prophet. Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds, Lord. Repeat them in our day. In our time, make them known. In wrath, remember mercy. You see, we see Habakkuk going from complain, response, complain, response. And all of a sudden, he goes into prayer. He's almost like, oh, I can't win here. So let me start praying. And we see three aspects of Habakkuk's prayer. And the first one is the fact that he's overwhelmed at God's glory. He says, I have heard of your fame, and I stand in awe of your deeds. He's overwhelmed with God's glory. He's overwhelmed with the presence. I think he was complaining, and all of a sudden, maybe he sees a vision, and he understands, and he goes in through this presence of God, where even though judgment will come, he knows and have this peace that surpasses all understanding. And he understands that in the middle of trial and all this confusion, there is love and there is joy, and God is still in control. Because joy always comes in the morning. And he starts just feeling this, oh, this is more than religion. This is the presence of God. This is God's glory. And I don't know if you've been there before, but it's when all you talk about is God. When 60 minutes on a Sunday is not enough. Where 3 or 4 songs of prayer is not enough. We're like, can we play a few more songs? Please, worship leader, please, band. Can we keep worshiping? It's like, you know, your first love. We've all been here. Some of you guys still look in love. You know, the first date. There's nothing wrong with her. You're trying to find a fault in this perfection, Miss Genesis. And all you can do is think about the person and you know, the whole talk. And if you're my age, you have to wait after 9 o'clock to have 3 minutes. Young people don't know what we're talking about. When we only had 200 text messages in our plan. Thank you, Jesus, for free plan and free text messages. But our first meeting, our first dates are always great. All we do is talk about the person. You know, they're, we're surrounding the cloud. And that's how it is when we meet God. That's who it is when we come. That's who it is when we're in his presence. And I know what I'm talking about because I've been in the first love. I've been where I went away, and I've been where I came back to my first love. Where all you want to do is pray. Where all you want to do is, God, I want more. This is not enough. I don't want to experience God by what other people have said. I don't want to worship the father of my fathers. I want to worship my God. I want to know God, me. I want to experience in me. And some of us young people, I know if you've grown at church, I know your parents might be leaders and worship leaders and might be here, but you have to experience God yourself. Because there's going to be a time where you're going to have to fight your own battles, where you're going to have to stand firmer in your own belief or your own faith. And the pastor and the preacher is not going to be there with a baby blue suit. Your dad is not going to be there. But you're going to have to stand firm on what you believe. In church, nowadays, in this confusion that we're living in today, churches and preachers and Christians are leaning towards left or are leaning towards right. Do we go to Republicans? Do we go to the Democrats? Where should we lean? Church, the church does not lean. The church stands on the word of God. The church has always stand on his promises and his word. We don't lean to the left. We don't lean to the right. We stand on the word of God. We stand on his promises. We stand on what he said. This is what Habakkuk is understanding, overwhelmed by his glory. And I think that when you're overwhelmed with his glory, there's two differences. You see, there's people who don't see God anywhere. Oh, God is not here. God is not at work. But when you're overwhelmed with his glory, when you're in your first love, he's like, God is everywhere. Oh, thank God they pulled me over the other day, because if not, there would have been an accident. Oh, thank God I forgot my keys, because I don't know what God just saved me from. Oh, thank God that ugly boy left me, because God has something better for me. You see God everywhere when you trust God. Hallelujah. This is the deep waters of life with God. You know, sometimes we say, yeah, I want to go deeper. I want more of God. I want to get to know God. I want this God of the Bible. I want to experience him. But it requires for us to get away from the shallow. It requires for us to do a little bit more than getting our feet wet. It requires a little bit more than you know, your 5 minutes praying for food, or 2 minutes maybe. You know, because when you're broke and you're young, you go, you get a McChicken here, I was praying, oh Lord, turn this into a cheeseburger, deluxe, please. And that is like the prayer that we have for our food and 5 minutes before going to bed, but it requires more than that. See, I remember a few years ago on our fifth anniversary, where our new anniversary is coming up, September 5th, 8 years, we're still receiving presents, thank you very much. 8 years later, we're still receiving. I still have my Amazon account open. I'm just kidding. But we went to the Virgin Islands, and, you know, even though it's part of the U.S., rules and attractions are a little different over there. So we're like, yeah, we have to go snorkeling. Come on, it's the Virgin Islands, and there's corals and stuff. So I have to admit, I'm not a great swimmer. So let's go snorkeling, and I'm sure they're going to give us, you know, here you sign a waiver, you get a tutor video, and you do all this, and you answer all those questions. Nah. This is your snorkeling. You put this in your mouth. You put this in your feet. You're good to go. Okay. So I'm getting, you know, I'm feeling like I'm diving for gold or something. And start, okay, this is okay. Breathing with my mouth. And my wife, she's a born mermaid. But the water, this is not like Florida where you can, you know, swim if you've been there, and you just swim for a few meters and it's already deep. And it's not like here, you go far and still shallow and you feel like you're the king of the waters. And as I was swimming, I looked down, I'm like, whoa, this is deep. And I panicked a little bit and water went inside my snorkel. Well, they didn't tell me that you could blow out the water. So I panic, you know? I mean, I love Jesus, but I'm like, it's only been 5 years of marriage, you know? We're still in the cloud. So I start swimming back. My heart is pounding. And I turn back. My wife is just like, I could have died and she wouldn't even notice. But I went back. My heart, I'm like, I think I swallowed some water. I praise God I made it back. Everybody's just like their own thing, you know? And then my wife comes back. He's like, what happened? I'm like, oh, just a little water is my snorkel. That's it. I'm good. Let's go see the corals. We just have to go across this, and there's some rocks over there, and it's going to be easy. I'm like, mm-mm. No, you have to come. And she went. She's like, there's corals. There's names starting there. You have to come. I'm like, mm-mm. But then, you know, I'm the man of the house. You know, I'm Latino, you know? Latino lover. We fear nothing. So I prayed, made sure everything was good with God, and I finally got courage, and I went, okay, this works, okay. I went to the tutorial myself, and wow, it was amazing. I finally went in the deep waters, and I was able to see, and there's some corals, and you see these names in the bottom that you see all the names and explaining what corals they are, and I was thinking to myself,
with the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.